You guys,
Happy Easter octave.
Happy Easter octave.
We're still in the Easter octave.
Happy Easter season. Which
Father Q at Mass last night said it's basically still Easter Sunday in the octave. I was like, wow.
Well, yes, please.
I would love to just stay in the grace. I had such a beautiful triduum.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was like, your favorite part?
My favorite part was probably my personal prayer.
Love it for you.
There were just some like very significant graces for me. But I could honestly name like five favorite things about it, you know?
Love it.
What about you?
My favorite part was, okay, I'm not, just to piggyback off of you, I just had this worry of just getting caught up in like the chaos of a holiday celebration with my family.
Yes.
But I just felt like my time with Jesus was very protected. Like I felt like he was protecting just my prayer with him.
That's very sweet.
Yeah. So like little tiny little moments.
Yeah.
But also one of them was on the PMA channel, on the Proclama Mi Alma channel, my husband Chilo and my sister-in-law led an hour of prayer. And I thought that was really beautiful.
So cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do here on the app, we do a prayer room once a month on the first Wednesday. So tomorrow we'll have, I know, tomorrow will be prayer room here on the app. But that was our first PMA prayer room. So cool.
Yeah. How is your Easter? How is your Triduum?
Yeah, gals, tell us about your Easter graces. That's what I want to know.
Let's do it.
Shalom, I was thinking about you last night. I was praying for you because at our tend night, we made these welcome mats. We painted them. Yeah. Isn't that so cute? And I put on my welcome mat, Shalom. So I was praying for you.
So sweet. It came out really cute, too.
I took a picture of it. It was so cute this morning.
You should share it with them.
I mean, it's my whole outdoor space needs a little spray down. All my plants are outside because I did my house hushing last week. Mm-hmm. And I was just telling Steph I still haven't put anything back. So, I took all of my plants out and they're all around the front door. So it's like a jungle when you get to the front door. I'm like, I have too many plants. Also, they're not very healthy. You know what I mean?
No such thing.
So I'm hoping maybe a little sunshine will do them some good or kill them.
Or give them.
Do you want some plants?
Yeah.
Do you think you can bring this
please
dead succulent back to life with this Easter grace?
The Lord makes all things new.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wow.
Aaron says, I'm Catholic now.
Aaron, been praying for you so
congrats.
Much.
Just overjoyed.
I wish you all were in the Well alumni channel because Aaron shared photos there. Aaron, did you share those? I think there's a, what channel was that in? Someone said like, please pray for all of us entering the church and everyone who converted and came into the church this Easter Triduum was sharing photos there. So Aaron, maybe share your pictures there too. I wish I could remember what channel that was.
We've totally been praying for you all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's maybe. Not, I don't think it's in the Converts channel. I can't remember where that was. Lexi, you commented, you sweetheart. I remember your comments there. Yeah, it was so beautiful, Aaron, to read about that.
How did your Easter go? It rained over here a little bit.
A little bit.
Which was a turn of events for me. I was just like, I don't know.
I know you basically live in another state, but it rained a lot.
It rained a lot here.
Yeah.
It did rain a lot. It was kind of sad, but it was fine.
Yeah, it was cool. It was chilly. Shalom said, my Triduum was beautiful, actually. I took my kids to Good Friday, and it was chaotic. Love. But I tried. You succeeded.
You did it.
Yes. My Holy Saturday was just stunning. I attended by myself. Did you go to the vigil mass?
Wow, wow, wow.
And I saw a host of angels and saints in the high ceilings of our church. Praise God. Wow. How beautiful. Jean, I love that. The best moment was when those bells ring for the Alleluia. Oh, I loved that too.
What a gift to be Catholic. You know, we have the best liturgy.
So beautiful.
My Easter was the best Easter ever. I became Catholic, Cheryl.
Cheryl,
congrats.
Love you. Welcome home.
Yeah. Our choir was amazing.
Olivia, you were able to sing in the choir and be confirmed. That's amazing. Wow. Beautiful. Love that. Olivia, who's your patron saint? Who's your confirmation saint? want to hear that. I think you all can hear and see us okay. Is that correct? Just double checking, you know? Thanks, Cheryl.
Oh.
What's going on over here?
Ukrainian Catholic here. So we have lots of Sundays up to Pentecost. Thomas Sunday, Myrrh Bearers, Paralytic Man, Samaritan Woman, Man Born Blind, and Father's First Ecumenical Council.
Wow.
It's a good way to keep your focus on each week leading up to Pentecost.
That's beautiful, Maria. You know, I was thinking that because I've never done this before, I don't think. I've never successfully done this before, but my pastor really encourages, he's very devoted to Divine Mercy, and on Good Friday, he did not preach a homily, but at the end of Mass, he said, I want to encourage you to begin the Divine Mercy Novena, which starts today and ends on Divine Mercy Sunday, which is the first Sunday after Easter. So this coming Sunday. And I felt like, oh, this is, so I'm praying that for a particular intention. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, this really does like keep me very focused liturgically, that I'm in the octave, but I'm also moving toward something, toward Divine Mercy Sunday. Which, can I just say, Divine Mercy Sunday was given to us, put on the calendar by Pope John Paul II, who said, and I quote, and I paraphrase, that the day that he canonized St. Faustina was the happiest day of his life. And he died. Do you know this? Have you heard that before?
No, that's so sweet.
He said it was the happiest day of his life. And he gave us Divine Mercy Sunday, first Sunday after Easter. And he died after celebrating the vigil mass on Saturday night of Divine Mercy Sunday. He died that night.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. Because people were saying, like, oh, he died before Divine Mercy Sunday, but he had the vigil mass.
Period.
Like, it was celebrated
classic
for him.
JP too.
Isn't that so beautiful? Yeah. Yeah, so this is a big JP2 moment.
I just think of him a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
So true.
I wait all year to hear Jesus Christ is risen today.
Man, the Easter music is like nothing else. What did we sing that I was like so obsessed with? Oh, and I was like, I want to sing this at my wedding.
Stop.
Yeah, it's like whole. I think it's holy. Holy, 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 holy. Is that the same one? Merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Is that the same one? Yeah. Mm. Jesus Christ is risen
different melody.
Today. Oh, that's.
They're both bangers, though.
Right? Yeah. What is the song I'm singing? Can someone help me?
Holy, holy, holy.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Let's go with it.
Anyway,
love. Vanessa was confirmed with
praise
her daughter.
God, Vanessa.
Full initiations for the win.
So beautiful. So much grace. The grace just ripples out over your family. I did sacrament preparation with young people for many, many years. And I saw time and time again that as children prepare to receive their sacraments, whole families receive the grace of conversion. Whole families were drawn back into the church. Mm-hmm. So if you came into the church courageously on your own, I want you to be encouraged that grace is not turned in contained. On itself. Grace mm-hmm. is generous. It's not contained. Mm-hmm. Grace just flows out.
In abundance.
Yeah.
First time I've seen my dad cry. The choir was singing a song about how Jesus had risen.
Yeah.
Best moment. Definitely felt the Holy
Beautiful.
Spirit. Also, I was fully present with Jesus through the Eucharist.
Love.
The start of the novena.
That's okay. You could actually pray at any time. Like, you can pray novenas anytime you want, you know?
Sunrise Mass. How about a round of applause to my Sunrise Mass peeps? Because that just takes some determination.
Okay, I wanted to go to Sunrise. As you may know, I think I've talked about it here. I talked about it on the podcast that for Lent, I was looking at the stars every night. And my parish was offering a 5:30 a.m. sunrise mass, which means that it started in the dark and it was ending when the sun was coming up. Like, instead of starting with the sunrise, it ended with the sunrise. And I was like, well, that would be kind of cool to start Easter Vigil the way I've lived Lent, which is in the darkness.
Ooh.
And then, anyway, it was kind of a long shot because to be somewhere at 5:30 a.m. was like
sleep there.
Would have taken a lot of grace. You know what I mean? Would have taken a minor miracle. But
the spirit is willing.
But the flesh is weak. this flesh is weak. So anyway, instead it started pouring raining, and it rained all night, and they were like, ah, we're going to do it inside. And I'm like, well, what's the point? Like, I wanted to do it because I wanted to be under the stars, you know?
Yeah.
And then there weren't even going to be any visible stars, which there weren't some nights of Lent, and I would just like go out and look at the clouds. I'm like, be like Abraham and be like, I know they're there. Can't see them.
But that picture you have in your phone,
isn't that nuts? So on Holy Saturday, this was my Holy Saturday, this sweet friend of mine, Lexi, she and I cooked dinner together, and then we drove out to the Salt River, like kind of outside the
city lights.
Yeah, city lights. And there were so many more stars than you see just like in my backyard at night. And I took a picture. I was like laying on my back, and I took a picture of the sky with like night mode or whatever. But like, I'm looking at my phone and I can see nothing. It's just black. You know, I'm like, oh, well, it was worth a shot. And then I came home and looked at it, and it's actually a very clear picture of a sky full of stars. And then I like click and zoom on it, and there are so many more stars that you can't even see, but that were picked up, zoomed in. They're like much lighter. It's the craziest thing. It's my phone background now. It's wild.
Liberty, this was my first Triduum. Confirmed at Easter Vigil and had my marriage convalidated.
Praise God. That's incredible.
Hi, guys. Hi, Sonia.
I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to see this. These are the stars. You know what I mean? They're so tiny. They're so tiny. Yeah.
Oh, you can kind of see it.
Yeah, but you're like, you're not seeing. Like, when I zoom, there's like so many more.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Anyway, it's very cool.
Let's see.
Yeah, what else is happening?
Let's see.
Yeah, well, Risa, tell me, what are some of these graces? I want to hear about your Triduum graces. Was there a moment of connection? So if you guys joined us on Holy Thursday for midday prayer, I prayed a very beautiful Lexio reflection from Introduction to Ignatian Prayer, I think, by Father Timothy Gallagher. And it was so beautiful. I prayed it with the staff. I made a holy hour and prayed with it just to prepare to lead it for you all on Holy Thursday. And then I was like, man, this really hits. So then I did one on Good Friday. I did one on Holy Saturday, and I did on Easter Sunday. I did one yesterday too. I'm just like really loving that book. I'm like very grateful to have someone lead me very gently and without a lot of words, just lead me through these like Lexio reflections. And the way he writes about them, yesterday I did the Road to Emmaus. Ooh. And he called Jesus the listener with a capital L. What? The listener.
I don't have words yet.
Isn't that like, couldn't you just ponder that? Like, I'm so grateful. I know that Jesus is a good listener. I have received him listening to me, like the grace of that. But like to call him the listener also makes me want to be a listener. I don't know. It's like a very deep thing. I have another, like, I'm going to get the book because I have two copies actually.
I want to borrow one.
Yeah. You can have this one.
Woohoo.
An Ignatian Introduction to Prayer. I'm glad I looked because that's different than what I told you. It's just a little guy, but there are, I don't know, let's see how many. 30.
I have a funny story about that.
40. There are 40 little reflections based on different gospels. And each one is just, it's just a spread, right? And you know what gets me every time? It's the opening is the same every time. Okay, first of all, so he gives you a scripture reading, right? And then he like draws out one line, and then you read the scripture. Okay, as I begin, I become aware of the Lord present to me. Full stop. Looking upon me with love. Desirous of speaking to my heart. That's the reality every time we pray. I become aware of the Lord present to me, looking upon me with love, desirous of speaking to my heart. Lots of dot, dot, dots. I love the dot, dot, dots. It just like makes me, you know? And then prayerfully, I read the scripture passage. Anyway, he just writes these beautiful things. So I loved the listener. There was also one, my goodness. I just have to tell you one other one that I've just been praying with. Jesus gives his life. So I prayed this on Good Friday. Listen to this. Okay, Father, into your hands, I commend my spirit. He gives up his life. Just stay with that. He gives up his life. Faithful to the end. He has given all now for me. I thank him. And here it is. Here's what I've been praying with, where I've received a profound grace, like I would say miracle level, raising from the dead restoration. He says, I speak with him of the many deaths in my life, the losses, the letting go,
Wow.
And so like with Jesus on the cross, very gently, it was very peaceful, but very clearly, I just said to him, like, I died when that thing happened. There's a part of me that feels like I died. That was a death for me. And I just offered that to him, united it to his death on the cross. But it was because of that, like, I speak to him now of my deaths. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just these little tiny words. This is the beauty of prayer and the beauty of relationship with the Holy Spirit, is that he makes us sensitive to even just a word. He makes us sensitive. I talk about this a lot in the Well mentorship, really training ourselves to become aware of the movements of our heart. How's the Holy Spirit just very subtly kind of perking up our heart, or like putting a light on something? So when I like saw that, even that word deaths, I was like, that's it. That's my entry point. Mm-hmm. You know, the listener, that's my entry point.
That's so good.
Yeah. Anyway, whew, I'll come down now off my soapbox.
Keep an eye out for our book study.
Yeah, book seriously. So good.
Let's see. I'm a convert of 3 years and have been struggling with my Catholic faith for the past year. I gave up on Lent the day it started, but just before Holy Week, the Spirit gave me a push back to the sacraments.
Praise God, Bonnie.
However, I went to visit my Protestant family for Easter and attended their service with them. It was a beautiful time of fellowship with my family, but I very much missed the liturgy of our church. Now I am back home and searching for a spiritual director and have a new fire for our faith. Please pray for grace.
I will, Bonnie. Bonnie, you know what I find helpful? Because unfortunately, I think spiritual directors are hard to come by. Like the Lord really has to provide, which is so beautiful, but I don't want you to be discouraged if that takes time.
Yes.
A place to begin, if you need some regular counsel and like input, spiritual direction, I would say, is to make a commitment to a regular confessor.
Yes.
So I go regularly, you know, make a commitment. I go every other week at the same time to the same priest. Mm-hmm. And that's not because he's giving spiritual direction and it's a super long appointment necessarily, but over time that priest will have a sense of your struggles, your weakness, and his counsel is going to be better every single time, because he's kind of learning the shape of your soul. The Holy Spirit is like training him to be aware of what's going on in you. And it's humbling, but I think that's a really good on-ramp to finding a spiritual director, is just making a commitment to regular confession with the same priest at the same time. Even if it's not the same priest, even the work of the grace of the sacrament in your soul regularly will start to like give light and shift, give clarity in different places. And you're actually more confident to make decisions with the Lord because there's not like sin kind of clouding your judgment or your perspective. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Would you say anything more about that?
I agree.
Praise God.
But also, Bonnie, like I would also just lean into that your graces from 3 years ago are very much present now. Even if you've fallen away, you've needed a nudge, you've experienced, you know, great time with your family and you, at Protestant services.
like there's a reason why our hearts long for the liturgy and the sacraments. And that's because you have the grace within you. So hold on to those. Mm-hmm. Ask God for a multiplication, a strengthening of those graces for you. And it'll, you know, it'll hold, it'll help you hold on.
Yeah. And his mercies are new. They're every new morning. Every morning. Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
So I would encourage you to go to the Sacrament of Confession, especially if you missed Mass this weekend, just to kind of get anything out of the way and start fresh, get some new mercy, new grace.
This is my 25th Triduum, 25 years as praise a Catholic.
God,
happy anniversary, guys. I was so blessed to play for the whole Triduum this year. The Easter Vigil has always been my favorite. During the Litany of the Saints, I could feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the powerful intercession of the saints over those being baptized.
Wow. Beautiful.
So good.
Beautiful.
Oh, we're talking about Reflections, Let Nothing Disturb You by Ave Maria Press.
It's, I love
the St. Teresa of Avila. Yeah. And my life has been radically
changed. I love that prayer from Teresa of Avila.
Same Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The book was,
yeah,
what was it?
Ignatian Introduction to Prayer by Father Timothy Gallagher.
That's it.
It's a little pricey, to be honest with you, but it's worth it. I think I looked it up yesterday because I've been sending it to everyone I know. It's like $25 or something. But again, like very rich prayer, very healing prayer.
I've been praying a lot about the blood of Christ, being a spouse of the blood, Mary Magdalene with his blood at the crucifixion. Wow. And my husband and I were asked to bring up the gifts on Holy Thursday. I was handed the wine and water to bring to the priest for the celebration of the Last Supper. Such a dear night to me. It was an anointed moment. It felt like a great gift, something I'm still treasuring.
Yeah, Lexi, that's a deep well of grace. And like very mysterious. This is the cool thing about prayer is like we don't have to get it all. You know, we can just be like Our Lady and ponder things in our heart and hold them and think about them and thank God for them. And kind of like I'm still trying to find the language of like turning something over and over in your mind. You're just kind of like cherishing it, looking at it from different angles.
Is there a baking term?
Yeah, maybe rise. It's maybe like a rising where like the yeast gets activated or I don't know all the scientific stuff where like the gluten blooms or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sounds right. Let's see.
Oh, Aaron. I would like to tell you, Aaron, I don't think most Catholics know how to go to confession. I literally just we were putting all these ideas together for videos and I'm like, we need to have a priest give a video about how to go to confession.
Yeah.
Because I think even for cradle Catholics, like you learned how to go to confession in second grade when you were a little kid. And most people never really did any more research. Like they're making the same confession they made as a child, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason so many people go to confession, it takes 15 minutes, is because they're telling a story.
Yeah.
Instead of telling their sins, you know?
Yeah.
They haven't done a good examination of conscience. So we've actually got some blog posts on that.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
We have an excellent examination of conscience on the website. Mm-hmm. One that was just shared actually on IG on Good Friday, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Totally, Belen. I still say my childhood act of contrition because I don't have another one I know. Exactly. So I think we could all... I wrote that little reflection, particularly for converts, that like even cradle Catholics like don't know it all.
Yeah.
And like haven't, if you weren't catechized as an adult, you often don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have a childhood understanding, which is so, what a gift, what a treasure. But there is a maturing of our faith that needs to happen and ownership and a deepening and
a video on confession. Everyone's asking how about not knowing how to go to confession. Okay.
So good.
This is going to be a little tidbit.
This is very good. Bella says Father Gregory Pine has a great video on confession. Oh. It's on the Focus Catholic YouTube. Check that out.
I think, but also like, please don't get hung up on like
totally
the particulars of confession. Like you are going to give your sins to the priest who is in persona Christi,
yes,
who will absolve you and give you the Lord's mercy.
period.
Yes. You can say, Father, I'm new. I don't know my act of contrition by heart.
Here's Father, this is my first confession. He knows what that
Father,
means.
Father, I haven't been to confession since I was in second grade.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you examine your conscience.
I guarantee he'll say something like, praise God. Yes. Welcome back. Welcome home. Yes. Like, you're not in trouble for not knowing how to go to confession. Yes. He wants to help you.
Totally. And I think also it's important to find an examination of conscience that works for you and your season of life. Like there are a lot of great examinations. Yeah. Find one that helps you examine your life in this state of life right now. Examine your conscience, give it time. So it's not just something we're scrambling to do because we're up next in line. Mm. And that way, when we enter into confession, we are ready to tell the sin. We don't need to paint the story. We don't need to start justifying. We go in there. And it does take a lot of
humility.
Prayer for humility to say, I am going to pour out my sin in front of a human from my eyes, right?
Yeah.
A human being that sees me here regularly or sees me with my family.
Or you could go behind the screen, which is what I do.
Totally.
Yeah.
You do your behind the screen, girl?
Always. Yeah, because I don't want to. I'm just a people person.
Yes.
So if I'm like trying to look at him and like, are you getting what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be talking to the Lord behind the screen. Yeah.
Yeah. And either is fine. None is better than the other. Yeah. There's no grease that gets stuck in the screen. Like, it's all there.
Yeah.
So examine your conscience, go regularly at a regular time and place. And you'll learn it as the more you go, the more natural it becomes. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's still very
mortifying
sometimes to have to confess
so many things.
Particular things.
Okay. Aaron is saying, I need to keep remembering that Jesus forgets our sins. Sorry, go back. You scrolled past it. Keep going.
Sad. Oh, there.
Forgets our sins and won't hold them against us. Mercy. Yes, Aaron. And here's what I want to say on a very practical level. Priest just heard hours of confession this weekend alone.
Yeah.
Hundreds of confessions over their lifetime, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of confessions, hours of confession. The human brain, he can't even hold that. He doesn't want to. And he's heard literally everything before.
Correct.
I remember a young priest friend of mine, like shortly after his ordination, I think he told me, I can't remember it, but it was like weeks or something before he said, I've heard everything. Like, nothing is shocking. You'd actually be surprised how boring confessions are. Like, we're so scandalized by our own sin, first of all, because we're so prideful and we're like, I would never, I didn't realize I was such a terrible sinner. But like, it's who, you know,
the fall.
It's the fall, right? Concupiscence. So we're so scandalized by it, but he's like, yeah, like I just heard that, you know? We're not that creative. Also, Satan is not creative.
Period.
Yeah.
But also, if you have a horrible confession and you feel like it wasn't enough, it wasn't what you needed to feel like your sins are erased and you're freed from these things. If absolution was given to you, the Lord's mercy is there 100%, whether it was the experience you wanted or not.
Yeah.
So period. Like,
period, as Steph would say.
It's just, I don't know. I can go on a tangent about confession, but just go.
I'll quote my friend Megan, who's quoting her spiritual director. Is the red light, the tabernacle light, is it lit? Is the candle lit? Jesus is there. Were you baptized? Then he lives inside of you. Like, that's it. Did you receive absolution? Your sins are forgiven. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to just intellectually assent to the spiritual reality that we sometimes do not see or feel, you know?
Mm-hmm. It takes a true surrender to even actually let go of the sin after we've confessed it and not feel like, I'm still a sinner.
I need to punish myself.
Yeah. Why?
That wasn't enough. That was too easy for how bad my sins are.
That's not the business that the Lord's in. He's moving on to the next.
Yeah.
Next thing.
Anyway, glad we're talking about confession.
Woo!
Guys, let's move over to the app.
Okay.
We're going to chat about Easter being 50 days. We're entering into a new season. It's a new season in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So come on over. In this new season, come on over to the app. Join us. That's where we're going to have the rest of the story. That's something.
Good timing.
Yeah, that was good timing.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, love you guys. See you in a minute. Bye. What is that from? Like Paul, what's that guy's name? He used to be on talk radio in Arizona.
What are we talking about?
Paul Harvey. Did you ever know that?
How, was this before 2005?
Yeah, this was like when I was a kid. And like my mom would say like the rest of the story. Interesting, Cheryl.
He's not here yet.
I thought that because I just saw something about Delilah and I thought Delilah was like an Arizona thing. Like Delilah.
What are you talking about?
Cheryl knows what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm talking about? Guys, like radio personalities.
I'm a California girl.
I didn't know they were national. I thought they were just Delilah. See, Delilah is like, I thought it was just Arizona.
I believe it.
Anyway, thank you, Lexi. Steph's not with me on this.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Thank you, Emily.
We did not get Arizona California.
Okay, it's not an Arizona channel, is my point. My point is that it's, I got to blow my nose.
Steph, talk to the people.
Happy Easter, guys. Let's see. Okay, I just completed OCIA, and as a just baptized Catholic, I learned so much. That makes me want my faith to be much stronger than it was. We have been seeing a lot of people say, like, I wish I was formed more. I want to take classes. Yeah. I want to do this.
Yeah.
I think I do, too, all the time. But there is a wealth of knowledge that we can learn on our own, like studying, getting courses. Like, well, there is still formation to be had if we look into, like, reputable sources.
Yes.
These, they're even online resources. There is formation that we can find and we can go through. For the time being, until we are able to find an actual course we can register for.
100%.
Sometimes your diocese offers things.
Yep.
Sometimes your parishes do.
Yep.
Local Catholic universities can even let you, what's the word when you just sit there? You're like, don't take the class for credit.
What is that called?
But you can like sit there and like learn. You don't have to
audit.
Yeah. You can go audit a class.
Yeah.
So, but I also, yes.
I will never forget Justine Callis. Gave a banger of a talk at the SEEK conference in January.
Wish we had some.
Justine, I hope you came over to the app. Sure I saw you were here on YouTube. What were you doing over there? It's so interesting. Anyway, Justine was talking about her conversion and she was like, I did a lot of Googling, like magisterium Catholic answers. And she said she learned, like, anytime things would come up that she didn't know, she would just Google that term and then Catholic Answers. That's a great website with, like, it's a treasure trove of resources for mm-hmm. you. So, yeah, don't, I mean, I Google stuff all the time.
Me too.
I Google scriptures on the Holy Spirit in the book of James, Catholic. I did that all day yesterday. You know what I mean?
I love it. Yes. Google, yeah. Guys.
I mean, a good reputable. I'm not talking about Wikipedia, you know?
Yeah.
You Catholic can, Answers, though, is a wonderful, right. wonderful resource.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else, Steph?
Well, today we're talking about the Easter season.
Mm.
You saw on stories, Gina started talking about this yesterday on Cutie. Instagram on stories.
Hi, Gina.
But, yeah, we are just living in this season. Living in this period longer than Lent. So if your Lent felt long, buckle up.
Okay.
Easter's about to be longer.
Let's just pause for, let's dot, dot, dot for a moment. Did you know that? Were you aware that Lent, the liturgical season of Lent, is 40 days? Mm-hmm. The liturgical season of Easter is 50 days. Hence, the risen Easter devotional that we're walking through on the app, which is 50 ways to live Easter, because we are entering into the season one day at a time for 50 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the Lord telling us? What is the church telling us
mm-hmm.
through the liturgical season? Just like through the number of days, what is the church telling us? Oh, we're actually supposed to celebrate longer than we did fast and do penance.
Amen.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
But we get so tired. I don't know about you, but I get tired at Lent and then you're like, I feel like every year I'm like trying to recover from Lent and I'm like, and then suddenly it's Pentecost. I'm like, whoa, that went fast.
Yeah.
And I never feel that way in Lent because I'm like engaged. But what if we were engaged in celebration?
Amen.
What if we're engaged in Thanksgiving Preach. For 50 days? What if we were engaged in receiving all of the graces of new life, of resurrection, of hope, of promise? For 50 days, what would that do to your spirit?
Oof.
What would that do to your daily life? That's what I'm trying to do this.
Sign me up.
This Easter. I felt, even before we talked about doing the Risen devotional, I felt very much like the Lord saying, pay attention to the season of Easter.
Mm.
Like, we've let that slide. It has taken a back seat. How? In all of its glory? I have no idea. But I'm like, let's go, yeah. Easter.
Yes. Keep your decorations up.
Yeah.
We're still celebrating over here.
Yeah.
I love it.
The time of celebration is longer than the time of penance. That's
Amen.
It. Yeah.
Beth didn't mention it, but I also put it on our title today. For Q&A. It was very catchy. I thought so. So go ahead and peek at the little Easter egg.
Steph, why don't you?
An Easter egg?
Steph, tell the
guys.
Wow. Did you guys notice the 50 that looks like an S hidden in the word season? Thank you.
When things are hidden in movies, they're called Easter eggs.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Guys,
that's true.
I'm not over this right
that's
now.
That's true.
Okay. My first time celebrating 50 days of Easter.
Praise
all
God.
The years before, it was only Easter Sunday. So I am glad that I can, yeah. I can do this together with you all. I wouldn't know where to begin otherwise.
I mean, this is, you know, this is so random, but my mom is a big Christmas gal, right? Loves Christmas, loves decorating for Christmas. She's just such a little old lady about her, like, decorations and her village and her lights. And
I
her...
want a village.
You guys, I don't get it. I grew up with, like, just Christmas vomiting on Perfect. Me throughout all of Advent.
Yes,
and then she would get to Christmas and she would tell you this in her own words. She's like depressed on Christmas because it's over. But like, it's not. It's actually just the beginning. Mm-hmm. If we live the season of Advent, the actual Christmas day is the beginning of a season, mm-hmm. a whole season. Mm-hmm. It's Christmas. This is why I love that Seek is hosted over
Christmas,
over New Year's, mm-hmm. because the whole, all of the liturgies are like in the Christmas season. It's so beautiful. It's so rich. Like, we keep celebrating. Catholics are very good at celebrating. And I feel like we don't have that reputation. We have a reputation of being, you know, like having Grumpy. Sour faces, mm-hmm. and being penitent and
woe is me.
Catholic guilt. All you know what things. I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, we celebrate a whole season of Christmas and you guys take the tree down on December 26th.
Not me.
We celebrate 50 days mm-hmm. of Easter. We are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord longer than we're entering into his sorrow and his suffering and his yeah. loneliness in the desert. Like, yes,
mm-hmm.
I leave my tree up too, Heidi. I left my tree up till I picked like the first Sunday of Lent this year because Lent was so early. Lent was so early.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I go yeah. into Lent and I am journeying through. There's like this discipline or like this like anticipation for Easter.
Yeah.
But like that, the feeling is like, just gotta keep going. Gotta keep going. And I personally love Pentecost. So my Easter season.
Steph, what? I didn't know this about you. I'm loving
it's my
this.
Favorite. It is my favorite. Wow. So Easter season, I have an anticipation, but wow. it's different. It's like an exciting anticipation.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I just feel like this is a time where we, the church, are called to live out Acts, you know, like
yes. we're literally reading.
What do you want
Acts.
Us to do, Lord?
The readings at Mass yeah. change. We're not reading from the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. We're reading from Acts for yes. the first reading all of the Easter season. Did you realize that?
So cool. This is a fun anticipation for me.
Yeah. Okay, Magdalena, I love what you said here. There's sometimes an emphasis on suffering. We forget about the joy. And you know what I think it is? I feel like I'm having an epiphany right now. I think we think that we can do Lent on our own. We can earn Lent. We can strive for Lent, which is why I'm on my soapbox every single year. Like, ask God what he wants for Lent. Don't just do what you think you need to do or what you think would earn or deserve grace, which is impossible. We can't make it happen for ourselves. But I think there's a deep rooted self-reliance in us that we think like, I've just got to get through. When you said that, I was like, oh, dust, that's self-reliance.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to make these sacrifices. I need to do this for God. But Easter is like, we just get to sit back and receive
yep.
for 50 days.
Mm-hmm.
We just get to thank God for what he did for 50 days. It's not what we have to do. It's what he did.
Yeah.
It's totally flipping it on its head. Like, I think that would please the heart of God for
it's
us
glory.
To thank him mm-hmm. for who he is and what he did for 50 days. You know?
Yeah. I was listening to Bible in a Year, guys. I'm still listening. Still listening over here to Bible. I'm on 68.
Steph!
Yeah? Am I beating you now?
Steph, I gave up.
No. No, she didn't. She took a break. We're gonna fix this. Okay. I'm on 6 and I checked. Father Mike is on like day 90 something. So I'm like 2/3 of the way there. I can do it. I can catch up.
I'm halfway.
You're halfway there. You're okay. We are.
I am living on a prayer. I'll tell you what.
But he was talking about how the tribe of Judah, when all of these tribes the tribe of Judah would go first. Judah means praise. Yeah. Praise always goes first.
Yeah.
Battle's going to be there. But as long as we are always giving God praise first, we will be where we need to be. And so like this season, like you said, it's remembering, it's praising him for everything he's done for us. It's praising him for opening our eyes during the Lenten season and highlighting moments and areas that we need to surrender to him. And now we get to live in his glory and praise him for that.
Wow. I felt a little, this is kind of vulnerable, but I felt a little inspiration to thank him for things that haven't happened yet.
Ooh.
I can't remember. I think that was just my daily prayer yesterday. I was like, thank you for my vocation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for my husband who loves you and who loves me. Thank you. You know?
Yeah.
Just like prophetic thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because he'll do that, you know?
We're borrowing hope.
Tell me. That's a quote, isn't it? Blessed Solanus Casey. Thank God ahead of time. That's what I'm going to do. Lord, is that what you want me to do for Easter? I don't know. I actually, when I asked him what he wanted me to do for Easter, because why are we only asking him what he wants us to do in Lent? I started doing that for Advent too. But anyway, I think he told me he wants me to bake. I haven't been baking for like a year. And I think he wants me to start baking.
You're depriving us of the baked
goods. No, I feel like I'm always like foisting my bakes on people. And people have so many like dietary things.
I was sad I could only have one of those cookies the last time you baked.
I made a lot of cookies.
Well, there was a lot of people.
That's true.
You need to keep baking. And you need to keep reading. Bake and listen to Bible in a year. You could do it.
Okay. I'll pray about it. You guys, I love your perseverance. You guys are doing it. That's awesome.
Let's see.
Shalom.
Always tells me to pray, Jesus, thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catechism in a year. That's next, Aaron. But that's exciting.
I've been thinking about that scripture in John 11 when Jesus is about to raise Lazarus. It's one of like my favorite low-key scriptures in the whole Bible. When Jesus prays, Father, thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. Isn't that so beautiful to just make that prayer your own? Thank you. Did you hear that? The listener. Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. I want to look up that listener thing now so I can read that to you. Yeah, that was good stuff. That was good stuff. Steph, what are you doing for Easter other than looking forward to Pentecost?
That's it. Hanging tight. No.
I mean, hope, you guys.
Yeah.
Is your hope weak? Because I struggle. My friend Debbie Herbeck, she said that she has heard that people tend to be weak in one of the three. Is it theological? Are they theological? Yeah. Faith, hope, and love?
Mm-hmm.
That people tend to be weak in one of the three theological virtues more than the other.
Has she said this in a talk before?
No, she just said it to me like in a conversation. Why do I feel like I've
heard this?
Maybe she said it in a talk. Anyway, I'm just like, yeah, man, my hope is the little weak guy. My hope. Which praise God for that because I can't earn hope. I can't build hope, but I can pray. And I can ask God to infuse me with heavenly hope because it's a virtue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift from him. It's not something, it's not, I'm just thinking more positively. It's actually, I need more of the life and the vision of heaven in me.
Ooh.
And I can only get that from God.
Ooh.
You know?
Wow. I agree. I think that we are very hopeful for something to change in our lives during the Lenten season. Easter happens and we feel like, well, that was it. That was my time frame to hope for this thing. And then, but we're living in the resurrection. We just saw the craziest thing to happen for us. Jesus rose from the dead. How can we not go back with these expectant hearts and say, okay, you raised your son from the dead. You raised Jesus for me, for you, to forgive me for my sins, so I can be united with you forever.
Mm-hmm.
I can dare ask you to resurrect this area of my life.
Well,
where there's hope, where hope has been gone. I can dare ask for that because I've seen what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to. It's the crazy part.
Yeah, I do think, again, sometimes just our vision is a bit human.
Yeah.
Like with Lent, we get to Easter and we're like, whoo, we made it.
We did that.
We crossed the finish line. We did. We made it to the end. But actually, the resurrection is the beginning. The resurrection is the beginning. Not just of the season, the 50 days, but it's the beginning of our new life in Christ.
Amen.
That's our starting point, is the resurrection. This is who we are. It's not only our inheritance eternally, it's our reality lived here and now. We have the same spirit, scripture tells us, that rose Jesus from the dead, lives in us. So this is our beginning. The resurrection is our starting point. So let's start living that way, practicing living that way these 50 days of Easter.
I think that's how we do it. I think that's how we enter into this Easter season intentionally, is looking and looking at where we need to grow in faith, hope, and love, where we need in our life, and how can we do that practically with the Lord?
Yeah. Well, let's get practical. Let's talk about that, because we're kind of winding down.
Love
I want to talk about how can we increase our faith, hope, and love this Easter? How can we live Easter for the next 50 days? Because we're doing this together as a Blessed Is She community. That's what we're doing on the app. If you haven't, if you didn't get the Risen Easter devotional, you can still get it. You can get the digital download, and we'll send you a link to the app channel where we're going live. That's where midday prayer is happening every day. We're doing this together. I'm realizing, Belen, I saw your comment. I didn't wear white today. That was our prompt. Do my shoes count? They're kind of tan. Does my skin count? I'm wearing a lot of white today.
I love something.
You got it. You got some white on you. Love that. Okay, so how do we live Easter? We've already talked about some good things. Like I'm asking the Lord, what do you want me to do for Easter?
You want to pray for your sweet spot?
Let's tell them.
Oh, so
you told me that. Yeah. You didn't tell them that.
I have a little sweet spot of prayer time throughout my day.
This is insane. Take notes.
It's literally a moment I can count on with the Lord every day, typically when we have dinner at home. After dinner, I have a sweet spot where I can just linger with the Lord because my kids are off playing or doing something because they know bedtime is coming soon. I've made a meal, so I know I can sit. And not that I have to earn my sweet spot, but I know that there is
no. But everybody's happy. Yeah, needs are met.
That's it. There's this cushion where I'm not needed for a little bit, except to present myself to the Lord and be in that moment with him. So I told Beth, I was like, I just have a little sweet spot after dinner where that's where, like, I know I have like that safe time with the Lord. So she's going to look for her sweet spot.
Yeah, I like it because like that's not your dedicated prayer time, but you're finding the Lord's like highlighting a sweet spot in your day. Like you could be with me in that moment.
Yeah.
You could just look at me. I love what Sarah said for Lent. Jesus asked her to just look at him and smile first thing in the morning. What?
Wow.
It's so it. You know what it's I mean? So him.
Yeah.
So you, Sarah. Yeah. So as maybe ask the Lord, like highlight, where's my sweet spot?
Or what do I need to grow in?
But here's the thing, kind of coming back to those theological virtues, we can't make those happen. What we can do is pray intentionally, asking God for the grace. This is why I love praying the rosary, those opening prayers of the rosary. Those three beads, you know, on the hanging down part are for three Hail Marys for an increase in the virtues of faith, hope, and love.
Every day.
So I feel every day I'm asking God for that. Increase my faith, hope, and love every single day. And that's intentional, but it's pretty, I don't like the word passive, but like,
we're covering our bases.
I feel very much like God's going to do that. Mm-hmm. Like I prayed three Hail Marys. He responds to my prayers.
Can you tell him?
Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the beauty of praying with other people, praying the rosary with other people?
Which part?
Like the graces?
Yeah, Louis de Montfort writes, like, when you pray the rosary with another person or in a group, that you receive the grace of that many rosaries. Isn't that nuts? Again, this law, this kingdom law of a multiplication of graces. Like, God is never outdone in generosity. He's always multiplying, you know?
So every morning, if you're trying to pray the rosary with us at 11 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, this morning I prayed 37 rosaries.
Yeah.
Hello. 38, 39 rosaries, something like
39
that.
39 rosaries for an increase in faith, hope, and love? Come on.
Times 39? That's crazy. Anik, join us at 5 p.m. Yeah, so 11 a.m. Eastern for the rosary. And then for midday prayer, I hope you'll join us in the Risen channel doing that Risen Easter devotional, trying to really live into this season together to celebrate harder than we pray and fast, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that just be so good for your soul to kind of write order that actually it's God who does the work more than I do the work? I celebrate and I thank God that he did more. I do it longer than I do it for myself, you know? So we're doing that midday prayer. That's 3 p.m. Eastern in the Risen channel every day.
What kind of prayer do I do during my sweet spot?
Just
depends on what's happening that day.
Sure.
But I would say I honestly just am. I try to be very aware of his presence. It's like I'm giving him like my attention during my sweet spot.
Wow.
That's it.
That's even a cool question. Like, God, when do you want me to pay attention to you? Mm-hmm. Of course, like all the time.
Right.
Like, he's such a lover. He's looking at us all the time. But like, is there a moment for my sake that you just want me to look at you, become aware of your presence? That's beautiful.
Yeah. There's a song called, well, I don't know what it's called, but I think it's called When I Lock Eyes With You.
Yeah. I think.
My eyes need to lock. Words. I just need to lock eyes with you.
Yeah,
that's good. That's in the chaos of my day, you know?
Yeah.
Or even in like the boringness of a day. It doesn't have to be chaotic. Not everything's chaos all the time.
That's it.
Sometimes you just feel like, am I doing enough? Did I do well today? Was that good?
Steph, you know what you mentioned to me is that you have different Bibles that you leave in different places around the house so that like you don't have to go get your prayer stuff. You can just sit and your Bible's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was telling her, she gave me the Blessed Is She Bible, the blue one, which I love that Bible because I think it's beautiful. It's like
an antique.
Yeah, it's an heirloom. Mm-hmm. It's very like sturdy. So I know I can like have it open at home and it's like there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it in my garage. So I'm like, yes, now I can put a Bible next to my bed. Cause right now I have one in my little prayer corner I made. And then my Blessed Is She Bible that I carry with me, that like the softbound one that I carry with me everywhere. But because of the Blessed Is She night, I left it in my husband's car. He left to work. So I was telling her how to use another Bible, you know? So if you have multiple.
So good.
If you put them in spots that you can see it around, like it'll you hear it calling your name.
I mean, make it easy for yourself. You know what I mean? We're so weak. I'm so weak. I gotta help myself.
We don't always have to test ourselves, you know?
Like,
did I make it to my prayer
spot? Let's try to make it easy to pray, you know?
Ooh, Cheryl says, I think we can love Easter by finding a way to join in the church community and create friendships.
Very cool, Cheryl. That feels like an invitation from the Lord for you.
Mm-hmm.
Shalom, whenever you purchase the Risen devotional, either the digital download or the physical book, you'll get an
email link.
Yeah.
To get into the channel.
Yep.
Let's see. Sirena said, God brought friends into my life on Holy Thursday, and she told me to look at life as if it were a room and see who's in the room. So if worried or overwhelmed was in the room, you can simply kick them out. And then also inviting joy, peace, love, grace, hope, faith, of course.
That's beautiful. What I would add to that, I had a similar meditation in prayer that my spiritual director encouraged me, that when I had like unwelcome thoughts, you know, because we're always hearing voices, the voice of the world, the voice of the enemy, our own like inner critic, and the voice of the Lord. And as we're learning to discern those different voices, She just very casually said, like, we just closed the door on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm so visual. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, close the door. And for about a month, I was praying with that. And every time I would have kind of an unwelcome or an intrusive thought, I would see myself closing a door. Mm-hmm. And then I came back to spiritual direction the next month. And she said, how's that going? Closing the door. I said, well, sometimes it's hard. I'm like, really? Shoulder in the door. Like, I have to put a lot of effort. And she was like, why are you the one closing the door? Why don't you ask Jesus to close the door? And literally, I'm like, Jesus, close the door.
Yeah.
He's like, whoop, just flies closed. You know what I mean? It's effortless when he's doing it. I don't have to do all of the work, yeah. And neither do you.
I'm just thinking about Jairus's daughter. And when Jesus goes to heal her, he literally kicks the non-believers out. Like,
yeah,
goodbye. I got things to do here.
Yes. Yeah. Sarah, I just want to end with this because I love this so much. When I feel without hope or faith or love, I ask Mary for a share. She always comes through. She wants it more than I do. Liz Kelly mentioned that in her Lent gathering talk, which was so beautiful. She said, if your hope is weak, borrow mine. I have more than enough. Like, Liz is brimming with hope.
Wow.
And so I began to pray. Like, I was having a tough morning. I was like, Lord, can I borrow some of Liz's hope? And then Holy Spirit, I was like, Mary, can I borrow your hope?
Wow.
Mary has perfect faith, hope, and love. Perfect faith, hope, and love. So I want to share in hers. It's a beautiful way to pray.
I want my hope. I want to have hope for me like I have for the people I pray for.
Love that.
That's where I need it.
I want you to have the hope for you that Jesus has for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
Like I just totally believe that he's going to do miracles in my loved one's life.
Yeah. Amen. Beautiful. Let's pray for some miracles, Steph.
Let's do it.
This Easter, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. You pray because you got a lot of hope.
Come, Holy Spirit. Renew our hearts, our hope, our faith, and our love for you, Lord. Hope that you have plans for us to prosper and not to harm us. Faith of the things unseen. Love that surpasses all of our understanding even now. We just ask for knowledge on how to live this Easter season with you, Lord, individually, as a community. Mm-hmm. How do you want us to grow closer to you? How do you want us to celebrate this victory over death? Teach us how to praise you. Teach us how to receive all of the graces you have for us. To distinguish from your voice and the voice of the enemy, the voice of lies, of self-doubt, punishment. Where we receive your mercy, we receive your love, we receive your hope even now in this moment. Just call down hope onto each and every one of us. May our hearts be open for you, Lord. Mother Mary, we ask for your intercession and your protection. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Will you hear me in that Bible?
Absolutely.
I don't know if this is for me or for them, so I'm just going to look. Tell the people things.
Tell them all the things.
That was beautiful stuff. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for praying.
It's for you?
Yeah, I'll come back to that.
Wow.
Thanks, friends. God bless you.
Happy Easter.
Can't wait to live Easter with you for 50 days. Bye.
Bye.